This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. How do you feel about a Trump presidency? Well, you know, I personally think it's fine either way, no matter what. Like they said, the sun comes up tomorrow. You just kind of deal with it. He's a businessman. We're a business magazine. So the reality is business and small business is what will rebuild America. And I think that hopefully Trump will help that to happen with small businesses. Let's talk about something here for a moment. A lot of small businesses, including mine, need lending every so often. I mean, I need new gear, I got a new gig, I need to buy new cameras for our video production company, a new vehicle, whatever the heck it is, you know, remodel the office. It's not so easy, and there are options. So one of them is Kabbage. Kabbage with a K, KABBAGE.com. Catherine Petralia is the head of operations at Kabbage. And what is Kabbage? Real-time small business lending using automation, data, technology, all that. Maybe, Catherine, you can probably explain what Kabbage is better than I did. Welcome to the show. Tell us, what is Kabbage?
Thanks so much for having me.
Sure.
Kabbage provides financing to small businesses. We do this in the U.S. directly, providing lines of credit between $2,000 and $100,000 that our customers can generally access after a 7-minute application process. We also license our technology to large global banks, and we're live in 5 countries around the world.
Wow. So it's all about technology. And let me ask you where things are standing right now when it comes to lending in the marketplace for small businesses, because I don't know whether it's me, it just doesn't seem like it's easy. I mean, maybe it never has been.
I think it's always been hard. When we started this business, we honestly didn't realize how challenging it was. I mean, it's really harder for businesses looking for less than $250,000. It's really expensive for banks to underwrite a small business loan for $50,000. It costs them the same amount that it does to underwrite a $5 million loan. So they tend to focus on the larger loans. And that's because they don't want to serve you. 80% of our customers bank with the top 10 banks. They just can't get a loan from them.
Right. Well, so how does Kabbage work?
So if you've ever logged into another website with Facebook, it works a lot like that. So what happens is our customers give us, they complete a very short application form that basically just has identity information. From there, they give us access to the data they use to run their business. It could be their checking account, their accounting data, payment processing information, social data, shipping data. It really depends on the business. And we use that data to underwrite that business in real time and make an instant decision. So on average, our customers spend about 7 minutes going through the application process before they have access to cash. And in many cases, those funds can be in their account in that same period of time.
What? How could that be? That's crazy. That sounds too good to be true. Yeah.
It does, and it's really not as complicated as it might sound, but because we get real-time access to this data, the decision-making part is easy. Getting the data is always what's hard, and it's not just hard for the lender, but it's hard for the borrower. Mm. Borrowers have to pull together financial statements and bank statements and articles of incorporation and business plans and all kinds of complicated things. We do that work for the customer by getting access to the data, and we trust the data because it's coming directly from the source, so we don't have to worry as much about fraud.
So is it historical data that you're looking at, like payments from the vendors and things like that for the company?
Absolutely, as well as information that's in the checking account or information directly from a payment processor, or even social data is very interesting to us.
Wow. I mean, I think everybody that owns a small business right now is kind of perking up a little bit. So what kind of businesses are eligible to apply and receive funding in that case?
Businesses that run businesses. So it's really very simple. We can serve any type of business, whether they are a brick-and-mortar business or an online commerce provider, whether they're a service business, a construction firm. We have law practices, medical offices, spas, salons, you name it, every type of business there is. As long as we can get access to the information, we can make a decision.
Holy mackerel. All right, so other than, you know, obviously things working really fast, which is great, what are some of the other advantages of receiving funding through Cabbage rather than just a bank? Because, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, you know, well, gosh, I know Harry over at the bank. He'll give me a real low interest loan, you know, short term. And those relationships, you know, sometimes I don't know whether they're good. Sometimes they're not so good because, you know, that banker knows you and knows where all the, you know, the bones are buried, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, and those relationships can be very good. The challenge is a lot of times the bankers don't have autonomy. They can't make those decisions on their own. They've got credit committees and risk committees and, you know, concentration limits and all these things that prevent them from making loans even to businesses they know well, especially if it's less than $100,000. It makes it even harder. So the advantage of working with us, other than the fact that it's faster, you can fund it if you qualify very quickly, and that's really important because bank loans can take a lot of time. Bank loans can have lower rates for sure, just like SBA loans can. But a lot of times, businesses don't have the time to dedicate to that process. They're really, really busy business people. They are not only running businesses, but they're running families. And I think that's a lot of extra work for them, and there's a lot of juggling that goes on.
Well, talk about running families. I know you're 7 months pregnant, so you're having to juggle that yourself. So Catherine Petralia is with us, head of operations for Cabbage Incorporated. You can find them online at Cabbage with a K, cabbage.com online. And this is really quite amazing. And I was going to say my banker. I got my first loan from him almost 40 years ago when I was a teenager. And so it's like I say, he knows me probably better than, you know, too many other people. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, gosh, my life has continued to evolve, but he still knows all of me. And sometimes it taking me out of the equation and just looking at the historical records might make it easier for somebody to actually lend the business, even though the business is, a lot of it is me. But the historical records to me are what you guys are banking on here, using a pun on words. Let's see then. How is alternative lending changing small business? And this obviously is alternative lending. So how are you guys changing business with this?
It's, you know, I don't have a background. Neither Rob nor I, we started the company almost 8 years ago. Neither one of us had a background in small business lending or small business period, other than we've both been involved in small businesses over the years. And what's really been most amazing to me is how important this asset has been to small businesses, this access to a line of credit. And the number of emails and letters and phone calls that we get from people thanking us, saying, hey, if it wasn't for you, I couldn't have taken advantage of this great opportunity for growth. Or I wouldn't have hired these four people. Or I might have had a hard time making it through a dip in cash flow. So the biggest thing that I think we're seeing is just that this access itself is empowering businesses to be able to make better decisions, to take some risks that they couldn't have taken before, measured risks, not crazy risks. And we're seeing a lot of business growth. I think this is not new to you. 50% of our GDP is small business, and 75% of our new jobs coming from small businesses. So being part of that is incredibly exciting and rewarding.
All right. So tell us, what is the future of small business lending now that you have this alternative lenders like yourselves out there? I mean, you guys are doing something a little different than most, but is this going to continue to grow, this, you know, alternative lending opportunity? Do you see this as a big part of our future of business people?
Oh, absolutely. I think nobody's even going to call it alternative lending before long. I think it's really opened up the eyes of not only investors in the space, but also of the large financial institutions who are saying to themselves, wow, this is something that technology can really enable. This is a market we can serve that we never thought we could serve before, which is why partnering with banks is so important to us. So I think it's going to be mainstream.
Mm. Well, it's real-time small business lending, and it is Cabbage with a K, cabbage.com, Catherine Petralia. It seems like anybody that's a small business should visit your site, and that way when they're ready to make that decision, sounds like 7 minutes, and they're going to have some potential money available to them. Thank you for talking with us. It sounds great.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll take a little break and be back with more Inc. Radio.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.